It's Monday, the 4th of February 2008, and I'm here interviewing Sheila, a former evacuee of Wall's End. Would you like to tell me something about what you were doing before war broke out, Sheila?
Well, I don't remember much about it beforehand. I was only 8 years old. A big family, six of us, and we had moved from the strip living area before war broke out, that is, and we did then move, but not just a few streets away, but away from that area a little. Now, there was evacuated from there, a street called David Street, and we were told that we were going to be evacuated, not for how long. The times it sort of mattered when you were a child, but that I was with my two older sisters, which made me feel a bit better about it, and sort of nice, we're going on a train ride, stood at the front of the street, and there was a photograph, but where it's gone now I don't know, with a box, cardboard box, with a gas mask inside and told how to use it. The name with the big safety pin put on my coat, well dressed and warm because of the weather, which wasn't bad at the time, so I reckon it must have been late summer, and told where we were going. I don't remember that my mother went with us, I think we went with others, or teacher maybe, but then I was at Western Girls School in Wall's End, which is still there. If you move to another field further back, but it's still there. And we were taking the train, and I remember they just put off other people at other times. And the three of us, two older sisters, went to Hun Hall. That was my first place I went to, which is in Wylam, which, as far as I know now, they're still there, but not sure about that. A manor house, to where there would be, to a child, I suppose. Such a big place. And I was there for, it must have been a couple of years, I really don't remember how long. But in that time, mother used to come often to visit. But I always cried and I wanted to come home. I didn't want to stay where I was, no matter where it was, I wanted to be home. But for reasons unknown, I was moved then to Lightwater. I only know it is Lightwater Hospital. Maybe it was Lightwater area. But it was a hospital, as I remember, being a long ward with just beds. Metal beds. All in a row on both sides. Just girls, older lady and gentleman, called him a senator's officer, he looked after us. And my sisters were still then left at Hun Hall. But they moved, because probably of the age, I was only eight, so maybe ten by then. They would be older than me, so therefore they probably were sent home because of finish at school. My middle sister went to Humpertoft for such for a while, but she eventually went home as well. But I was still at home and mum still come to visit me. I was at a school in Straley Village. That was a small school. I remember it being a small school, probably just for very young people. Opposite that was a small shop and the post office. Oh, goodbye, if you see the socks and the card or something like that. We used to walk to school every day, and I have been back and I have clocked it, and it was 3 miles, which is rather unusual now, when kids nowadays won't walk to the bottom of the street, never mind, you know, a whole few miles. But no, no, we quite enjoy it. I quite enjoy it when I settled in today, because it was sort of in a forest, and I used to enjoy moving around the forest with bluebells and acorns I used to pick up and collect, and the other ants and hills, which has made me